Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's jump right into it. We have the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Green Bay Packers. So if you ever want to, have a quicker recap or my thoughts on the recap of these games, I do it on TikTok. They're about 3 minutes long. So if you ever want a shorter version of what I think about these games, you can see the Sports Stop on TikTok. So I always do these primetime games, so like the Monday and Thursday games. And then I give my fantasy football team, I give them on my TikTok as well. So if you ever want to check out that, it is the Sports Stop on TikTok, Instagram, and other platforms. So let's jump right into it. We have the Rams taking on the Packers on Monday Night Football. Overall, both quarterbacks really struggled. Aaron Rodgers obviously had a better game than Baker Mayfield, but both these teams really struggled last night. Mostly for the fact of the Rams. The Packers didn't struggle nearly as much. They looked like a normal football team, but you just feel like the Packers are just missing a piece on offense. They feel like they're kind of missing a star tight end or a, number one wide receiver or something along the lines of that. So let's start with the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, he had a decent game. He was 22 for 30, 229, one pick, one touchdown. Most of the touchdowns came from A.J. Dillon. He had 11 rushes, 36 yards, and two touchdowns, while Aaron Jones had 17 for 90. So Aaron Jones had a nice game on the ground. Now, he didn't have any touchdowns in the rushing area. He did have a fumble, unfortunately, and he did have a nice game receiving. So Aaron Jones, not only had the 90 on the ground, he also had 4 for 36 and a receiving touchdown. But like I said, he did have the fumble. So the reason I said that the Packers really need that another receiver, maybe they draft it in this year's draft if they have like a later first round pick, which they're starting to pick up some wins. So I think they're gonna have, like the 20th pick in the draft. They just didn't have that receiving threat that is what they need. Obviously, Romeo Doubs is the leading receiver, 5 for 55. Christian Watson had probably, one of the, worst games in the last month that he's had. He only had 4 for 46. Obviously, in the last, 4 or 5 weeks, Christian Watson's been on an absolute tear. So Jalen Ramsey was really trying to clamp down on him, holding a little bit on Christian Watson just so he wouldn't get burned. Obviously, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones both had pretty nice games on the receiving end as well. So overall, good games by both of them. But I just feel like they're kind of missing, that number one threat. Maybe not the level of Devontae Adams, but DJ Moore type of player. And obviously, the Packers were interested in getting DJ Moore. I think they're kind of missing like a, Terry McLaurin, DJ Moore, so a number one receiver, but not the top tier, like a Devontae Adams or a top five wideout. I think that's what Green Bay is missing, because if they can get like a McLaurin or a DJ Moore, add that to this receiving core, they go from a average at best receiving core to a top receiving core, like a probably like the 10th or 9th best, because then obviously that slides everyone down. So you would have like a McLaurin, DJ Moore is your number one, and then Christian Watson is your two, Romeo Doubs is your three, and then so on and so forth. So Allen Lazard is a four. He could be a really nice player. So that's just kind of some of Green Bay stats. Let's switch over to the Rams. Baker Mayfield, like I said, he really struggled. He had 21 for, sorry, 12 for 21, 111 yards, one touchdown, one pick. So a pretty quiet game from Baker Mayfield, but we're going to cover why that is in a minute. Rushing, Cam Akers had a decent game, 12 for 65. Obviously, he couldn't do much in the rushing game in that second half once Green Bay really opened it up in that third quarter. Other than that, they didn't have an existing running game. Cam Akers was by far the leading rusher on that team. Receiving, this was Really bad. Cam Akers was the leading receiver with 3 for 35. So no one else even came close to any other points in any yards. And let's cover why I think Baker Mayfield isn't really the reason why they struggled on offense. Once that center went down for the Rams, it was over. We already knew the game was probably going to be Green Bay's, you know, for the taking. I predicted that. I know most media and fans thought Green Bay was going to win, but once that center went down, the Rams' offensive line went from bad to probably one of the worst in the league. And I think, say what you want, I think the Rams should look to maybe start a rebuild or a reboot, maybe move off a player or two, like a Jalen Ramsey, and then maybe move like a Van Jefferson for a pick or something, and maybe Tyler Higbee. But I think Jalen Ramsey is not the same player. I know people are floating around trying to trade Jalen Ramsey and get like a one. I don't know if Jalen Ramsey's still in the part of his career he's worth a first round pick. I think you could definitely get a second. I don't know about a first. But if you can move, you know, a player or two on each side of the ball, kind of regain some of the draft capital, I think that's what the Rams should do. I think, you know, move Jalen Ramsey for a two and maybe a, you know, fourth, or a two, a four, and like a seven. And then maybe move, you know, Van Jefferson for like a five or a four. And then Tyler Higbee for a four or five. I think that's what they should do. I just don't think they have it. Obviously, this year they do not have it. But even when their team is fully healthy next year and everybody comes back, I don't think they have the necessary pieces to be a Super Bowl roster. I just don't see it. You know, even with Aaron Donald being on that defensive line, they don't have much else after that. You know, maybe also move Leonard Floyd for a late round pick, kind of reboot. I'm not saying blow it up, trade everybody, but maybe, you know, trade a player or two on each side of the ball, get some draft capital back. And the Rams are actually one of the best drafting teams with late picks. So if they can, you know, score a decent player on each side of the ball with a late pick, that kind of helps them out in the cap situation. You know, kind of resets the franchise a little bit. So I think that's what the Rams should do, because honestly, the whole offensive line besides the right tackle needs to go. The tight end's good, not great, and Tyler Higbee. The receiving core, Allen Robinson is looking not good. He had an awful year. Obviously, Cooper Kupp, he got injured, but it didn't really matter. They weren't going anywhere with him. So I think the receiving core is okay. Running backs, Cam Akers, it's kind of hard to tell if he's still the same player or not behind this bad of an offensive line and this bad of an offense. And then obviously Matt Stafford will come back. The defense, Leonard Floyd's an okay player, but I'd look to move off of him, move off of that salary, get a, like a sixth or a seventh for him, and then kind of rebuild the defensive line around Aaron Donald. Middle linebackers, they're okay around Bobby Wagner. He's actually been one of the best linebackers in this, you know, year. Maybe you're fine on that. The secondary is pretty weak. Jalen Ramsey is not the same player, so it's kind of hard once you take out Jalen Ramsey. They don't really have anything in the secondary, and Jalen Ramsey's not the same player who, you know, you can just completely lock someone down like a DeAndre Hopkins or a DK Metcalf or, you know, the top guys in the league and hold them to, like, you know, less than 35, 40 yards a game for those top guys. So Jalen Ramsey's not that guy anymore. And I think they should move off that very expensive salary that he's on. He's on like $20 million a year for the next, you know, 2 years, I believe it is, or 3 years after the season. So I think the Rams should not rebuild, but just reboot. For the Packers, I think the Packers are a closer version to a, you know, 1 year away. I think if the Packers can nail maybe this next draft, get two or three starters in this draft, they can do really, really well. Obviously, they're paying a lot of money to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Bakhtiari. And on the defensive end, they're paying a lot of money to Kenny Clark, who hasn't really had a good year at all. And then Jair Alexander, who hasn't had a good year either, but he's also coming off a bad injury. And the Packers have the necessary pieces to be a good defense and potentially a top 12 defense. I think it's more the schematic. I think maybe they should look to hire a different defensive coordinator and maybe see where that goes and where that could take them. Because honestly, they have the defensive pieces to be a very good defense, a top 12 defense in the league. And they're just not doing it. They have good corners. I would say overall their cornerback position and defensive back position is one of the best in the league. I would say as a secondary as a whole is probably top 5 in the league. Obviously with like Darnell Savage, Eric Stokes, Jair Alexander. I'm missing somebody. He's very good. Rashid Douglas. He's also pretty good. So they have a very good secondary. Linebackers, they drafted Quay Walker. So their linebackers are pretty good. They have Preston Smith, who's an aging player, but he's still okay. And then I'm forgetting the pass rusher that they have. I can't think of his name, but he's also a very good pass rusher. And then obviously you have Kenny Clark on the defensive line and other pieces. So I think, honestly, like if you can get 2 or 3 starters that are decent quality starters, maybe get one at the receiver position, maybe get like a Romeo Doubs, another type of player like that on that caliber, and then get a defensive lineman, they could be in a very good position next year with the Packers. Because obviously you'll have, Aaron Rodgers, more rapport with the receivers. And obviously Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon, they're going to be just as good. Aaron Jones, I think he's kind of at his peak right now, so he's not going to get better or get worse. AJ Dillon, I think, can get a little bit better. So you have that 1-2 punch. And then if you draft a receiver, you have 4 different receivers who are good. And then Alan Lazard is maybe your 4 or 5. And then obviously you have a star on every part of the defense. So I think the Packers could be a pretty scary team if they can nail a good draft or maybe go overpay for a player in free agency, which they're probably not going to do because that's not how they're usually run. But I think Green Bay could actually be a pretty scary team next year, all things considered. And it's come out that, and it's been reported, if Jordan Love doesn't, get actual reps next year and he's not a starter, he's going to request a trade. So could you get a 3rd-round pick or a 2nd-round pick for Jordan Love? Or do you want to trade for a star player, maybe a star receiver, like a DJ Moore? I wouldn't do that. I would just take the draft pick because Green Bay is a great, they're probably a top 5 drafting team in this league. You draft a skill position player like a tight end or receiver, that means your whole receiving core is basically on rookie deals. So that kind of offsets Aaron Rodgers being, the top paid quarterback in the league. They could be a very, very scary team, depending on how they do in the next offseason and what happens. So that's just my takeaway. Obviously, we'll go with the stats. Quick overview. Green Bay blows them out in pretty much everything. But we'll just quickly go through it. Total yards, Green Bay had 345 to the Rams 156. Passing yards, Green Bay had 207 to the Rams 84. Rushing yards, Green Bay 138 to the Rams 72. Yards per play, 5.1 to the Rams 3.6. First downs, this is just a whole disaster. First downs, 27 to the Rams 13. 4 for 11 for the Rams on 3rd down. 4 for 9 for Green Bay, so great 3rd down efficiency for Green Bay. 4th down efficiency, Green Bay was 2 for 2, so great. The Rams didn't go for it. Total plays, 68 to the Rams, 43. Sacks allowed. Like I said, the Rams offensive line's atrocious. They allowed 5 sacks to Green Bay's 3. And then punts, obviously Green Bay only had 1. Penalty yards, pretty dead even, 80 to the Rams 76. And then obviously time possession was way in Green Bay's favor. And then fumbles and interceptions. So turnovers combined, Green Bay had 2 to the Rams 1. So time possession was very lopsided. And you can tell that just in the box score and, you know, total yards. Green Bay had over double the yards that the Rams had. So overall, a pretty good Monday night game. Nothing I can complain about. Obviously, this week in the NFL is going to be crazy with Christmas week. Obviously, in all the sports. So the NBA as well, it's going to be crazy. So if you're a sports fan, you love the NBA and NFL, you're going to be in heaven this week. Like, obviously, you're going to have the Christmas Day games, Saturday games, Sunday games, Thursday game we're still having. And then the NBA, we also have the Christmas games, obviously. So pretty much whatever sport you want to watch, that's going to be on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. So great game. Hope you guys had a great week, and have a good one. Peace.